Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Happy Taco Tuesday.
It is Taco Tuesday.
It is. It's Nico and Cheyenne also.
Oh, it is.
It is Nico and Cheyenne, isn't
That's
it?
That's wild.
And producer AB Baby.
Over there, just hanging out.
You know what Dolly Parton says she eats every single day?
I have no idea. Food?
This kind of amazed me. But also, is it like Dolly's just being a crazy old lady?
Is it?
It's not that wild, but the fact that she claims that it's part of her everyday diet, she has one of these in one form or another. A potato.
I'm a little jealous if that is true.
Right?
I look at a potato and gain 5 pounds.
I know.
So, I mean, good for you, Dolly.
I just glance at a potato and it's like, I'm on your butt now.
Yeah. You now are carrying 10 pounds of sodium. Congratulations.
Yeah, she has a potato
water
in one form or another every single day.
Wow.
I love that.
That's...
If I could have like french fries or a... Baked potato.
That's the problem.
Mashed potatoes.
Like, it would have to be french fries. That would kill you every day. But, like,
I mean, in one form or another.
I'm just saying there's
who's
a very
eating
healthy
boiled
to,
potatoes.
Look, I'm just saying potatoes are very healthy. And there's definitely a way to do it right.
But every day, that's crazy. Good
yeah.
for her.
Yeah.
Love that for her.
Shout out to Dolly.
Yeah.
Today is also iced tea day.
I love iced tea.
You know who loves the tea? The South.
They do.
They're sweet tea.
100%.
Ooh, they love their sweet tea. Gotta give me a cup of my sweet tea.
The last time I was in North Carolina, the person that I was with goes, do you have any sweet tea? The waitress goes, is there any other kind of tea? Yes, there is, believe it or not.
Yeah, unsweetened tea.
Yeah.
Or as I like to call it, Band-Aid water.
Ew!
It tastes like Band-Aids.
Okay.
What? How? Why do you know what Band-Aids taste like?
Every day.
I know.
No, the way the the smell of the Band-Aid when you first open it up from the packaging.
That's wild.
I like unsweetened tea.
That's how unsweetened tea smells. FYI. No.
Thank you for...
Then you're drinking the wrong tea, sir. Because mine doesn't.
Also, today is National Egg Roll Day. I think I've expressed my love for that delicious Asian delight known as the egg roll. And there's only one way to eat it, and that is... in the form of the New York style egg roll.
The gigantuan egg roll?
The size of a Coke can. If your egg roll is the size of a cigar, or as they say in the South, a cigar. That's what they say. Star. I got myself a cigar. then you're not doing the egg roll correctly. Today is also National Bed Bug Prevention Day. And on that note, folks, prevent those bed bugs from eating you while you sleep.
I've never had a bed bug issue. I've never been around a bed bug issue.
I don't think you want to.
I don't want to.
I hear it's pretty bad.
That's yucky.
All right, guys. If you didn't hear, we had a winner for the Secret Sound yesterday.
Yes, we did. DD and Mesa absolutely killed it. It was rolling a barbecue over like concrete. It wasn't really so much the concrete that was the big deal. It was the rolling of the barbecue. Once you go to our Instagram at Camel1079 and watch the video, you'll be like, oh. Okay.
Yes.
That makes sense.
All right. So we got a brand new contest today.
We're doing Guess the Sam Hunt sound for some koozies.
Still a secret sound.
Yeah, because so we just have to get through this week because Monday... we start Disneyland for the secret sound.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a huge vacation package, but because it's Disney, we can't start till Monday. So we're giving away koozies with Sam Hunt sounds.
Yeah, so make sure you're locked in. That's coming up at 7:30 today. All right, let's kick off this Taco Tuesday. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's time to break the news.
Okay, to who and why?
We're going
to
call Jaden because he has made a contractual agreement with his friend Eli. That's right, my friends. This is binding.
Okay. Is he trying to go back on it?
He better not.
Oh.
Eli's getting a little nervous. He needs our help on this one.
Okay.
All right, let's call up Jaden.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jaden?
Yeah, I mean, you keep calling me. What's going on?
I know. I'm trying to get a hold of you. Hey, Jaden, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
What?
I have breaking news for you today.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of my service?
Wait, what?
Your friend Eli reached out to me. He wanted me to remind you that you guys have a binding contract, an agreement together.
Binding contract?
Do you know an Eli?
I know Eli.
Okay, do you remember making an agreement with him?
Oh, okay. Oh my God. Yeah.
Do you realize what time of year it is, Jaden? Do you know what planet you're on, Jaden?
I know. Yeah. Look. Yes. Yes.
All right. I need you to take this seriously. Eli. This is a binding agreement here. All right.
Oh God. I can't believe he went to this.
Yes.
He
went to this extent.
Wow.
It's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country. And I have news for you. Okay. He said that if either of you win the opportunity to buy these tickets for the Masters, it's clicking
now. Light bulbs are coming on.
Yep. You are obligated to invite one another ipso facto to the Masters if you win.
Could you be like a clear 48 hours? Like, it's been like just a couple of days. Wow. Okay, look.
This is a big if, by the way. Yeah.
I'm sure Eli's listening. Look, or hear this later from me, but I'll tell you right now, I might sell him, you know?
What am I hearing right now?
That's crazy. I'm just saying,
if I win, they're mine, right? If I win him, you know, amazing if I do, but like, Maybe don't bring Eli.
What am I hearing? It's a binding agreement. He said, "Don't forget your allegiances."
I remember. Oh, I remember.
I don't like this guy.
This is wild.
I don't like it.
But also, maybe here's your chance to buy some tickets to the Masters, Nico.
Jaden, actually, come to think of it, I have made amends with you now. If you do, in fact, win tickets or the opportunity to buy tickets for the Masters, I will.
He will buy them all from
you. I will come with you.
This is a productive phone call. What a productive phone call. Wonderful.
So thank you. Who's that? Eli? Wait, I didn't
who even is Eli?
All right.
Me and you, Jaden. Homies.
Okay, you got it.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
I got hit with a saga.
Ooh, tell me. I love a good saga.
This will go in many directions. Follow me along this journey, shall you?
I am here for the journey.
My neighbor snacks. Nicole likes to hit the tequila. No, she doesn't like the tequila. She likes to hit the vodka. She's a vodka drinker.
Vodka.
And she likes to go out and party once in a while.
Okay, good for her.
Which, Lord knows, we all need to blow off steam from time to time.
Absolutely.
So she and her husband, Brian, who's my neighbor also.
That's good.
I felt like I needed to clarify that. They go to the distillery all the time and they go dancing all the time.
I love that.
They are that couple where you're looking out on the dance floor, you're like, they practice.
I love this. And honestly, I feel like this is such a fundamental thing in relationships. Like if you dance together, your marriage is probably pretty solid.
Oh, they are a duo to be reckoned with.
For sure.
So Nicole likes a little vodka. I already said that part, but I have to reiterate, she likes her vodka. So
because I feel like that's a big part of this story.
Apparently.
Oh, gosh.
They have tracked down the time and place where Nicole lost her boots. So let me give you a little background on the boots.
Okay.
Nicole went alligator hunting.
Ooh.
Shot an alligator.
Uh-huh.
Had that turned into the hide. She shipped it to a custom boot maker in Colorado.
Shush your mouth.
Who then custom sized her boots to make these boots out of the alligator hide, and now she had the boots.
That is so cool.
They were like $1,300 boots.
That's not, but also understandable.
So, Nicole, when she gets a little weight, well, all the time when she gets drunk, she gets very like loosey-goosey. I don't know what's happening. Things might be broken. I might lose some stuff in the meantime.
Oh.
She forgot her boots in an Uber from the ride from the distillery to her home. She had to take off her boots, which, and I have this confirmed from Brian's mouth.
Uh-huh.
My neighbor Brian, he said, Nicole, don't take off your boots, because he knew she was going to do it. And when she knew, she did it. And what did they do? They forgot the boots in the Uber.
Then they didn't remember that they had taken the boots off? Like, she just got out of the Uber in her plain feet?
She just raw-dogged it from the Uber into the house.
Ugh.
No shoes on her feet, no nothing.
I don't remember the last time I was so intoxicated that I didn't know I didn't have my shoes on, especially my $1,300 boots.
Here's the problem, right? Okay. And these are very, very, very important boots to her.
Right.
Here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
She only realized that she left him in the Uber this weekend. And that was more than 30 days from when she left them in the Uber. So she cannot just look up the driver's information and go, hey, left my boots in your car. Can we meet up or something? Can I get my boots back? So she has no contact with this person. And I need to reach out to her. Because I'm sure there's some details or
if
there's
questions.
Some follow-up. Because we got it. I have to know. They're her, like, custom boots. I feel bad for her already if she never gets them back.
Right. I have a lot of questions, and I do think that we should call her. Because, like, how do you go 30 days without noticing that your boots are missing?
Right? Or, like, where you left them.
Yeah.
It's not like... It's, you know, something that you only see once in a while. These are her favorite boots.
How do you not know that they're not in your closet? I have so many questions.
We're going to call Nicole.
Call her, please.
My neighbor. I will call her now. Camel Nation, stick around for the ride.
And also, if you have questions, you can text us. Because collectively, we need to find these boots.
Yeah, hit us up. All right, let's call Nicole next.
Dun, dun, dun. It's the case of the missing booties.
Womp, womp, womp.
These things are... custom. They're elegant. She sent me a photo. They're beautiful.
They're so pretty. So pretty.
They were $1,300.
So expensive, but also given what they are, it makes sense. It's a very valid price.
All right. Now let's call Nicole. We need to get more details out there to find the missing boots.
Hey, Nico.
All right. So... we are following along with this saga of the missing boots.
And I'm invested.
We are all invested. We want to know firsthand. Tell us from your perspective. You have it nailed down pretty much 99% that you left the boots in the Uber.
I would say 100% left the boots in the Uber. Ooh. We have it on camera.
Well, you have it on camera that you didn't have the boots
when you
in
got
your possession. So you could have theoretically lost your boots sometime before you got in the Uber also.
My husband was yelling at me not to take my boots off while I was in the Uber.
And you did.
And I did.
But why did your husband not grab your boots? Like, he was yelling at you to not take them off. That's clearly, he probably saw you take them
off. That's why I feel like they may not have been in the Uber.
But if she got out of the Uber and it's on camera, she doesn't have the boots.
Right. She may have taken them off before the Uber.
I left the distillery with my boots on. And that's where the Uber picked us up.
Also, isn't the distillery only like 5 minutes from your house?
Oh, don't do that.
It is.
That's rubbing salt in the wound.
You couldn't wait 5 minutes?
You know, after dancing all night, I think my feet are done.
Jeez Louise, Nicole. There's no way to contact the driver. So basically, we're just making a plea out to the Camel Nation and just saying, hey, if you have spotted these boots, what color are they?
They are like a cognac. They're dyed, right? So like a red.
Like a red.
Red alligator skin.
Alligator skin. And what size are they? You said they were like kind of booty-ish?
They're booties. So they're ankle high.
Uh-huh.
They have fringe. I mean, these boots were made for my feet. So most likely they're not going to fit anybody else anyway.
Right. They're going to be uncomfortable. It's just not going to fit.
Correct.
Have you called Uber and been like, hey, here's the situation. This is the car I was in, and had them contact the driver?
So here's the issue.
Okay.
Uber has, like, they have no phone number. They have nobody to call. You go on your app. You past 30 days, you cannot contact your driver.
Right.
I realize this on day 32. Yeah.
So I think we have two missions here. Number one, find the Uber driver. And if this is you and you still have these boots, shame on you. But if you return them, no questions asked. But the second mission is, how do we contact Uber? Like, somebody in this valley has an Uber contact.
Yeah.
I know. I know you do.
I like that. I like that angle right there.
Yeah.
And also, if you've seen the boots.
No questions asked.
No questions asked.
Other than, how can we get them back?
We need to retain the boots, okay? These were very important to Nicole. They were very expensive. They were very difficult to get a hold of. And they were custom made.
Yeah.
So
And it was my alligator. It was my alligator that I harvested.
Yeah, exactly.
I love
with
this.
My bow.
I love that for you.
It wasn't your alligator. It was Nicole's alligator. Okay? Whether that alligator liked it or not. Which the alligator probably didn't like.
It probably didn't. But here we are.
We are on the quest to find these boots, Nicole. If anyone's seen them, please contact your local Nicole. Or contact your local Camel Country.
Because we'll third party it.
Yeah, we will third party broker.
No questions asked, but get these boots back. And also give us a contact to Uber.
Yeah, we're going to find these boots, Nicole. We are going to get them back for you.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
We're going to find these. I mean, I found Nico's best friend of like a gajillion years in like 5 minutes.
Oh, I love that.
That was a nice little Google move. I don't know how Googleable this is.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
All right, Nicole, good luck.
Thank you.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
This is kind of a weird amen, but walk with me through it. So my long distance best friend is meeting my local best friend. Well, they met yesterday.
Okay.
They're going to be meeting for the next couple of days, and I get to be with them during this interaction because the Mariners are in town playing the D-backs. If you know, the Mariners obviously are my home state team. I grew up being a Mariners fan. They're my long-distance best friend.
Gotcha.
But the D-backs, they got my heart.
Yeah.
Because I'm here. They're my local best friend, right?
It's a struggle.
It's a struggle. It's hard because I don't want to split my allegiance. But I get to go and enjoy the game tonight. And I am so excited. So if you're there, come say hi. Because I will be behind the D-backs dugouts cheering for my local best friend, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Obviously.
Can we get a Let's Go D-backs in here?
Let's go D-backs! And also an amen.
Amen!
Nikki in Santan Valley, what are you looking for an amen for this morning?
Today is my oldest son's 18th birthday.
Oh, that's awesome. Happy birthday.
Can I get an amen?
Amen!
He's now an adult. How do you feel about that?
It's so crazy going through all the firsts, and I have three more coming up, but
oh boy.
It's so weird to like grow up with a kid.
Yeah, 100%. Well, I've been doing the same thing.
Congratulations, yeah. Mom. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Nikki.
You too. Thanks.
Rodney in Phoenix, what are you trying to amen this morning?
Trying to amen a good time with my brother yesterday bass fishing.
Ooh, did you guys catch anything?
Yeah, we both caught 6 bass.
Nice. Wow. Where's your honey hole?
Yeah.
Out in Buckeye.
Hey, West Side.
Yeah.
Don't let those secrets out, Rodney. That was a trick question.
He didn't tell you where. He just kind of told you, like, where.
I mean, how many ponds or lakes are there in the valley?
That's a great question.
Not many.
Well, congratulations, brother.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Well, I'm glad you didn't skunk out yesterday.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Camel Nation, we're celebrating all the time. Give us a call, 602-894-5653.
It's Can I Get an Amen?
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Producer AB Baby's uncle is a thief.
He pulled a move that I'm not okay with. I'm Team Abe on this one.
I was
I would hope so.
Awestricken by this maneuver. And so tell us what happened.
Yeah.
So we had a little get-together over the weekend.
As your family does. Yeah. Y'all are super close.
Which is actually, for as often as we have these little things, I'm surprised this hasn't happened ever. This is unprecedented. So
he broke the mold.
One of my usual contributions to these things is an Italian pasta salad.
By the way, Abe can cook. Abe is a phenomenal cook of most things.
I appreciate that. It's heavily requested, so even if I didn't want to, it would be forced. So yeah. Anyway, it usually gets completely cleaned out anyways. Mm-hmm. I don't usually leave with leftovers, but it was a smaller group than usual, and there was some leftover at the end of the night. So when I noticed that, I'm thinking, ooh.
Got me some leftovers.
Yeah, this is going to be perfect for Sunday.
Yes.
I didn't think anything of it. Head back outside in the backyard to play games and stuff. All of a sudden, you know, a couple hours go by, I guess. I come back in, and the party's thinned out, and it turned out that one of my uncles that was there just snatched the whole thing, Tupperware and all, and just bounced.
Not only did he take what was left for the leftovers,
yeah.
He took your Tupperware
the
too.
Tupperware too, man.
That's the like insult to injury at that point.
Yeah, especially because it was the only one I had that fits the entire batch that it yields.
Right.
So now, next party, I got nothing. I got nothing.
Have you said anything to him?
No.
And he's not like hitting you up like, hey, I gotta get you back your Tupperware?
No, actually.
That's wild.
You gotta hit him up.
He's a little on the older side, so he's not super tech savvy.
Uh-huh.
He's the type where if you text him, you might get a response in 5 days.
5 business days?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you old savvy his butt by calling him?
True.
And be like, yo, hey, Unc, I'm gonna need that Tupperware back.
Exactly.
And by the way, that was pretty bold of you.
Pretty bold.
It was a choice.
To walk out with the Tupperware and the pasta salad.
Because the crazy thing is, if he would have just asked, I probably would have said yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what? Yeah.
And you would probably would have thrown a little, like, make sure I get that back then.
Yeah.
On a plate and send it with him to go.
Exactly.
Put it in a Ziploc bag.
Something.
But homie just up and took the whole
thing.
Tupperware.
Ruined the rest of my weekend. Not the Tupperware, the pasta salad.
But like it makes sense, and I get it, and I'm upset for you.
That's a cold move.
So what are you gonna do?
Cold-blooded.
I will reach out to him, but
he's gonna look at that Tupperware and he's gonna go, I don't need this because I don't have leftovers. He's gonna toss it.
No,
don't let him toss it.
This is so not a disposable piece. People know that, right? You can take a look at a piece, right?
Yeah, but if he doesn't ever have anything that needs that big of a container,
who just throws away a whole ass Tupperware?
I mean, I throw away Tupperware all the time.
Uh-oh.
I have no problem throwing away a Tupperware. Yeah, like now, why?
I can see the sweat starting to glaze over Abe's face right now. He's starting to get heated.
I mean, if I don't have a lid for it, I'm gonna throw it away.
Well, that's a
if it gets stained by spaghetti sauce, I'm gonna throw it away. Like I don't want it.
So far, this fits neither of those.
Okay, well, like yeah.
I would suggest hitting up your uncle ASAP.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't done it yet, to be honest.
And it's only been like 2 days. You should tell him, hey, Unc, when you return it, why don't you put some pasta salad in there or something? You know, why don't you stop by the grocery store or something? Fill it up.
Because it won't be mine.
That's true.
He can buy you the ingredients though, and you can make some.
That's true.
Also, next time, just ask, man.
Well, we're grown
ups. You wonder what you should do?
I thought that was a standard.
Because it's low-key kind of petty, but not. It's send a group text that's like, hey, has anyone seen my Tupperware that my pasta salad comes in?
Act like I don't know.
Act like you don't know.
Okay.
Or.
Yeah, but then he might get rid of the evidence altogether.
Right?
Like, can't do it. No, I ain't seen it.
He might throw it away and go, yeah, I haven't seen it. So you know who it was exactly.
I was told by many people.
Oh, dang.
They thought he was operating under authority. So nobody tried to stop him.
Unapologetically just vanished with your pasta salad and the Tupperware.
It's wild.
The saga continues. I would like an update, please. Thank you.
I'm so invested in this. You got to figure it out.
Okay, I got you.
We got to know.
I need
get
resolution.
That back. In the meantime, if you got a shady uncle, call us up.
I know, 100%. I need to know about shady uncles.
602-894-5653. Abe had his pasta salad straight up taken from a family get-together, Tupperware and all.
The thievery is real.
And it was your uncle that jacked it.
Although
he never looked back.
Yeah, and I'm more mad about the food than the Tupperware.
You're more about because you were planning on eating it the following day.
I can get new Tupperware.
takes a lot to make that. I gotta like do stuff.
All right, we gotta go to the Camel Nation. Good morning, Camel Country. Who's this? Where are you from?
Jason, Apache Junction.
Hey, Jason.
All right, Jason, how do you feel about these family outing thieves that are in your family? Are you the guy? Are you the guy that scours the leftovers? Is like, I'm taking some of this, I'm taking some of this.
Oh, no, I never leave with leftovers.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't take leftovers with you?
I never leave with them. Like, I don't take them, and my plates are cleared out.
Oh, are you just that good of a chef that the family's like, I'm taking all
of
this?
Oh, no, my wife's the one who does the cooking.
Well, that's good that you admit that.
So are you just hefty people that you're like, no leftovers will survive?
Pretty much.
There
oh,
we go.
Okay.
There
Love
we go.
That.
That makes sense, too, because my dad was not a wasteful person. And he'd be like, look, if we ain't, we're not throwing anything away. Nothing will go to waste. We are cleaning our plates, and you will all be well fed in my household.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that. Well, Jason, you have a great day, okay?
Yep.
Camel, who's this? Where are you from?
Hey, what's up? This is Justin and AJ.
Hey, Justin, what you got to say about this?
So when my first wife and I first got married, she had her aunt and a bunch of cousins come over to visit, and we always left our shoes by the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I caught her aunt wearing my flip-flops.
What?
And I was like, hey, man, those are my flip-flops. And she's like, oh, I thought they were mine. And then I didn't think anything of it. And then they left. They left and went back home, and she straight up jacked my flip-flops.
That's wild. That's wild.
Aunt, dude. Like, come on. Like,
wait, just a question, Justin. Justin, man. Not a judgment okay. call here. Were your flip-flops feminine looking? Like,
that's a valid question.
Did she did she mistake them for hers? Come on now.
Dude, she had big feet, man. she was a big woman. Nothing wrong with that, but that's just her build, right? You know?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Camel Country, good morning.
Hey, what I want to know is what we're missing here is you know, if Uncle can pull off the great pasta salad caper, how good is that pasta salad? And why don't Abe post that?
The recipe, yeah.
Oh, first of all, who is this? Where are you calling from?
John, I'm calling from Phoenix.
So, Abe.
Okay, so
Tom wants the receipts.
I do hate gatekeeping, but if I give it away, then what will my purpose be on this earth?
It's true. It's very true.
It's really all I bring to the table.
You do not have many more quality features about you.
I know.
I will not stand for this nonsense, first of all.
Neither will I.
In his last...
Oh, wait. I am standing.
Jason, in his last dying will and testament, he will post...
He'll leave it to you.
The pasta salad. So
he'll leave it to you in his will.
So if we take care of him right now, we should be okay. No, but for real, we should post it on our Instagram.
I measure from the heart, so I'd have to go through it.
Can we post it on our Instagram, please?
Maybe. Maybe. I'll think about it.
All right. Follow at Nico and Cheyenne. At Nico and Cheyenne.
We just
and,
want people to come follow us.
And hopefully Abe can find it within himself to share the secrets to his pasta salad. How do you break it to a friend of yours that... they're not cool anymore.
Oh, I guess it would depend. Great question, first of all. Second, I think it would depend on why you're telling them they're not cool.
Anything you do that may seem to be like modern and current, he seems to think that it's corny and lame. My mustache, for instance.
Yeah, your mustache was great.
He was trying to rag on me for having a mustache, saying... oh, bro, you just have a mustache because, like, all the younger guys have mustaches
now. Yeah, because it's cool.
And I'm like, but it's it's cool, and I liked it. And
yeah.
My wife liked it, which, number one, that's all that matters to me.
Right.
If my wife thinks something I'm doing is cool and she likes it, I'm doing it because I'm here to please her.
Absolutely.
But he's like, oh, bro, that's corny. That's having a mustache is so corny.
First of all, the fact that he references the word corny...
that's the worst
makes
word.
Makes you uncool, bro. How old are you?
The worst word
that's
ever.
That's awful.
That, to me, anybody who says corny is corny.
You are corny. You are the word, my guy.
He's 48 years old. Uh-huh. He makes a good living. He's got a young girlfriend.
Oh.
She's 31.
Ooh.
Like, he's doing all the right things to be cool within his friend group.
Yeah.
But outside of that... he looks like an older dude. Like, he still wears stuff from the 2003. Like, he hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years.
Is it short and spiky?
No, it's like got a it's got the peacock bang swoosh over.
Oh!
He's still got that.
Does he wear Ed Hardy still?
No, I mean, okay. It's not that bad, but okay. He does wear graphic tees. Yeah, like
I need
like,
a picture of this friend of yours. I gotta see what he looks like.
I mean, he's a good looking guy.
Yeah,
and but he still has like black stud earrings.
Stop it! No.
Like the super Blink 182 era of like those blacks, whatever they're so bad.
I don't even need to see a picture of him. I already know what he looks like.
He's that guy.
That guy. That's the guy that like when I was growing up in like my teenage years, that was the guy.
Yeah.
If you brought that guy home, your parents were like, Jesus, what did I do? The spirit of Jezebel, get away! Like, that is the guy that your parents were worried about.
That is the definition of him. And to this day, he will always think that young kids are lame and corny. And because, like, he makes money and he has a good job and he has a young girlfriend, that he's the coolest thing ever.
Mm.
So I like to be that guy that's like, hey, I like to kind of work with the trends. I know I can't full blown just be Mr. Trendy guy all of a sudden because
right.
That would look like, you know, I'm just lame and I'm trying to fit in.
Trying to hop on the wagon.
But there are some cool things that the younger generation did. Listen, brands are looking at the younger generation.
Absolutely.
Country music artists like Riley Green, number one, when he shaved his mustache,
the internet lost their mind.
People went crazy.
Yeah.
Because mustaches are cool.
They're so cool, but he's so cute.
And he's growing it back.
He is. Also, it didn't take very long to grow back. That thing is like a full mustache now.
Yeah, he's one of those hairy men.
He's hairy.
He's not just a duck man. He's a hairy man.
I like hairy men. Hairy men don't get enough credit.
Is this a common thing? I know when you're older, you tend to like stay in your own lane because mm-hmm. you don't want to mess things up. Like you don't want to do something too drastic. So
right.
People would be like, oh, what are you doing? What's with the alpaca hair?
I think that this is a problem with more so men than women.
Okay.
I feel like men struggle to let go of their glory days.
Oh, yeah.
Because women, like, we come into these new eras. Like, you become a mom and, like, your style changes, you know? Like, you become a grandma, your style changes or whatever. And women, I feel I could be wrong, so let me know if you have a different opinion, but I don't know a lot of women who are still trying to live in their glory days, other than like Botox and stuff and like trying to look young in the face.
Yeah.
But they're not around like, I would have went pro if I wouldn't have hurt my back. You know what I mean? Like that, your friend reminds me of that guy.
Yeah. I killed it in high school. I was the home run leader. He actually talks about that all the time.
That's wild.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
He was the home run leader in high school.
And I feel like that's just a dude problem. Women aren't doing that.
If you can't let go, call us. We will talk you off the ledge.
It's a therapy session.
602-894-5653. Hit us up, Camel Nation. Or if you know somebody who just can't let go of the past. All right, Pete in Buckeye. Yo, man. Good morning. How do you feel about an older guy, like a 40-plus-year-old guy, saying that he's, like, cool?
Good morning. I don't have any problems with that. What do you mean? You know, I'm cool. I still think I'm cool. I wear my hat backwards.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, I want to live my glory days as long as possible, you know? I got to say one
thing. How old are you?
I'm 45.
Do you have kids?
I have kids. Yeah, I was just about to say they don't think I'm cool.
Well,
so if you ever ask your kid, they're always gonna say you're just not with it. You're not cool. But I know I'm cool because I watch.
I've never heard anything less cool than somebody proclaiming I'm cool.
No. Take it easy on him. Take it easy. Listen, it's sounding very familiar. This was the conversation I just had with my friend, and I told him, look, bud, you're cool amongst your friends who are like 45 plus.
Oh, no.
But do you really think, like, if you're walking through the mall, like, do you think like a 25-year-old guy is going to be like, oh, dang, that 45-year-old guy is really cool.
He's really with it. No.
Hey, fellow kids.
You just got to wear the right clothes and occasionally do a nice TikTok and you're cool.
He's kind of right about that.
He was 50% right.
If you get your TikTok game down, you are cool.
You are cooler than some.
Yeah.
ish.
But you don't. I mean, yeah. I'm not like waking up and doing like a whole manscaping thing or anything like that. It's too much.
But he'll do a dance.
I'll do a dance.
It's Nico and Cheyenne on a Taco Tuesday, and it's time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
First, yep. Before we go, we have to remind everybody to download the Audacy app. It's spelled AUDACY. And what do you get when you download this app?
You get, first of all, free listening.
Free.
You don't have to pay to listen to us ever.
$0.
So you just search Camel, and then you get to listen to the station for free.
Yeah, or search Nico and Cheyenne.
And then you search Nico and Cheyenne, and then you can listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I would listen to us first.
I mean,
I'm just saying,
we are the station.
I love us.
Let's be honest.
I love us. So search Nico and Cheyenne. Check out the show. If you ever miss anything, you can always listen back. If you heard something and you were like, oh, man, I want to hear that again. Nico and Cheyenne on the Odyssey app. Boom shakalaka.
For free. Might I add.
For free.
You don't need to pay for a subscription here.
Absolutely. All right. We will see you tomorrow for a hump day. Holy smokes. This week is flying by.
Where even are we right now?
Where are we?
I don't know. What is life?
All right, y'all. Have a great day. We love you. We appreciate you. And we'll see you in the morning. Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in. And let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it is the refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.